So welcome to our latest Llwyddon Lleol podcast. So as you know, the aim of Llwyddon Lleol is to persuade young people who are at risk of leaving and those who can influence them that they can have a bright future with a good job in an exciting field in their own community. So here with me today is Tom Burke from Animated Technologies. Welcome to the podcast, Tom.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
So can you give me a bit of your background and maybe the background of the company as well?
Yeah. So I grew up in Colwyn Bay. Obviously, that's in North Wales. And I went to Arius there. And then I studied art and design in Llandrillo College. And at that point, I kind of figured out that I wanted to do animation. I think we had a project one day, which was an open project. They said, you can do whatever you want. So I found some plasticine, an old digital camera, and made a really crappy stop motion film.
Good news is that.
Yeah. But it was enough for me to realise that animation is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then from there, I kind of went to university in Edinburgh. From Edinburgh, I moved to Berlin, had a job on a kids' TV programme over there called School for Little Vampires.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so that was quite interesting. A bit of a funny story, if we've got time.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, okay. So I had a friend who I was in university with, and he moved over to Berlin and managed to get a job in an animation studio. I was going through a tricky time with my girlfriend, who's actually now my wife, Anna, and also the partner in the business, Animated Technologies, and we split up for a little bit, and my friend over in Berlin said, come over, I've got an animation job for you here. And obviously, when you've left university or college, you're kind of open to the world, and you don't know what jobs are out there, and you think you might just land on your feet straight away, but that literally never happens to anyone, really. So this was a great opportunity for me. I think I had £500, and I just went over to Berlin. And when I got there, my friend said, oh no, there's no job for you, sorry. So I was stuck in Berlin with like 500 quid.
Right.
He let me sleep in his flat.
Yeah.
So I was like on this kind of, just like a futon thing on the floor.
Right, yeah.
A really bright window.
Yeah.
Blasting sunlight on me at sort of 5 o'clock every morning. It was in a really, quite a heavy Muslim area. So the call to prayer woke me up as well.
Oh, right.
It's just an interesting place to be.
Yeah.
And anyway, he then left Berlin and left me in this flat on my own. So I had to try and find work as an animator because I thought, I'm here now, I might as well go around. So I contacted all the studios, all the game studios, all the design studios and everything, and had no luck at all finding any work as an animator, and pretty much got down to my last sort of £50. And I figured, you know, I'd book my plane ticket home and go back to North Wales and try my luck back in the UK. But before I did that, I thought I'd just go to the pub first. So I went to the pub. I put my pint up on a jukebox, and this Irish guy said to me, oh, don't put that there, it's going to fall on my head. So I was like, oh, sorry, mate. Got chatting away. And he said, what are you doing here? I was like, oh, I'm looking for work as an animator, I haven't found any. And he said, oh, you see that big guy playing pool over there? He's looking for an animator. So I was like,
nice.
crazy coincidence. Like literally at the point before that, I was kind of walking the streets of Berlin looking for change on the floor and things like that. So we got to that level, and basically that's how I got a job there. I got chatting to this guy, and he'd been sending off animations to Vietnam, but they were coming back really low quality, so he wanted someone who could work in-house in that studio. And luckily I managed to be able to show him some of the work that I'd done. Got a job there.
Oh, wow.
So that was good. Came back from Berlin to the UK because I got back with Anna. We eventually got married, worked in Oxford and London, and then moved back to North Wales because it's home, you know.
Yeah.
I love North Wales, love being near the sea and the mountains. And also North Wales at the moment is on a bit of a sort of an upwards curve, I think. There's people here who are looking to do things like MSpark. And it just feels like the potential for North Wales is good right now. There's lots of innovation going on, lots of small kind of innovative startups and things like that. So I think over the next few years, we'll see a quite an interesting time for the place.
So you agree really that there are opportunities here for young animators and graphic designers and in Anglesey and in Gwynedd?
That's right, yeah. So we've got a couple of roles at the moment, so that's one opportunity. We're looking for a graphic designer, motion designer to come on board, and we're also looking for like a 3D animator as well. So those two roles is the kind of obvious choice, which I would talk about, but there are other studios around here in this in M Spark. There's other small kind of design companies. We deal a lot with the colleges and the universities. We're constantly trying to sort of meet students and things like that.
Work experience as well?
Work experience. Yeah. They're always looking for people who are willing to do a bit of work experience because it helps them, helps us as well. The other companies that are starting up around here, you know, it just means the opportunities are starting to come in. Some of the big kind of infrastructure projects that look like they might be happening, a bit more nice, things like that, they will definitely have a knock-on effect, which means that other companies, other service providers and, you know, graphic design companies, animation companies like that will probably start springing up and will grow, which will mean we'll need more people. And also the existing places in Gwynedd and Anglesey are going to be looking for people as well.
Yeah. So what do you think is the most frustrating thing for a young animator? Or maybe someone who's in school now, secondary school, and thinking of going down this line of work. But what do you think is the most frustrating thing for them at this time of the, in their lives?
I think, obviously, I can base it on my experience, is that it's just a perception thing a lot of times. You feel like there's nothing around here, or it's one of those jobs that's really difficult to get into because it all seems like... so skillful and almost like a sort of level where people are doing these magical things and you think there's no way that you can do it. So I'd say perception is probably one of the biggest frustrations. The opportunities that, we're growing, the region is growing, but there's still a lot of work to be done. So there's definitely less jobs here than there might be in Manchester, but it doesn't mean there aren't any jobs at all. It just means you might have to work a bit harder to get yourself out there.
Yeah. So, I presume that movies had a big influence now on young people and,
movies and games.
And games as well, and technology. That's a big, it's a way of going forward as well, isn't it?
Yeah. There's, I suppose the other thing as well, you shouldn't discount freelance work because you can be anywhere in the world as long as you've got a decent internet connection. And you can do freelance animation or design work for companies based in the US, for instance, or wherever.
Yeah.
So you don't need to be in the cities. So people need to realize that, they can start their career, they can build a portfolio, they can even start their own businesses just by going on freelance sites and putting themselves out there and offering work and things like that.
Usually we close each episode with asking for advice. So what would you, if a young person came up to you now and asked you for advice on how to be an animator and how to succeed in this area, what would you tell them?
I'd say the first thing is you have to really have a passion for it because it can be hard work. Animation is very sort of intensive, so you can often find yourself working on a single project for weeks or months on end. So if you don't like animating and you end up in that position, then you quite quickly find out that you may have made the wrong choice. So have a passion for it. Understand it's going to be hard work. And the biggest bit of advice I could give is to sort of build up a portfolio or a showreel of your own stuff, whether that means you join an online forum where they hold competitions. It might be like Game Artisans, I think, is a forum. They used to hold this competition where you could design a character. Stuff like that helps build your skills up. It's fun because you're doing your own designs, it's your own creativity, and you're getting practice in and you're building up your portfolio. So practice, passion, and perseverance, the three P's.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Great advice. Thanks very much, Tom. And good luck with the job, sis.
Diolch yn fawr.
Diolch yn fawr.